Welcome to the Marquette Memory Box Tuesday podcast. On Tuesday, we'll sample a slice of life, true stories from Marquette actors, authors, and bloggers about life during the 2020 pandemic. If you would like to submit your words to the Memory Box, send us a message and we'll get right back to you. These episodes are brought to you by the City of Marquette Arts and Culture and Senior Centers, Peter White Public Library, and the Marquette Poets Circle. Now let's open the memory box. Today's episode comes from Martin Ackett, the UP Poet Laureate. Martin has a master's degree in fiction and an MFA in poetry. He is a contingent professor in the English department at NMU. His collection of poems, The Mystery of the Rosary, was published by May Apple Press, and he has twice been nominated for the Pushcart Prize. Martin lives in Ishpeming with his wife and two children. In his spare time, he enjoys searching for Sasquatch with his son. You can read more of Martin's work at his blog, St. Marty, stmarty-marty.blogspot.com. Contact Martin at machtz@nmu.edu. to find out about his virtual poetry workshops.
Light and darkness in the pandemic. If you want beautiful light, you're going to have to deal with darkness too. That's the way the universe works. You can't have one without the other. This evening, as I walked into church to clean, I was in a particularly dark mood for some reason. One of those funks that fall on me seemingly out of the blue. I call it the domino effect, a bunch of little or medium-sized problems that turn into a cascade, then a waterfall. Suddenly you're at the bottom of a very dark place. That's where I was as I pulled on my rubber gloves, grabbed my bottle of bleach, and walked into the sanctuary to start sanitizing. I had gotten to the church later than normal because of another obligation, so by the time I was done with my work, the sun was giving one last yawn in the sky before retiring to the other side of the planet. I walked back into the sanctuary to retrieve my cell phone and make sure I hadn't left any lights on. The room was quite dark. Yet, there was a wall of stained glass that was literally blazing with sunset. I snapped a photo with my phone, but the resulting picture just didn't capture the full cut-glass beauty of the moment. And it pierced the darkness I'd been experiencing, gave me some kind of solace. A moment of grace is what Flannery O'Connor would have called it. Where, through the ugliness of the world, something wondrously frightening and frighteningly wondrous appears. The window, the sun, the darkness surrounding me and inside me, combined into a miraculous, grace-filled vision that filled me with something like hope. And for that, I gave thanks.